All right, here we go. Friday, end of the month, believe it or not. Time for trivia, just like we do every other weekday in the month.
Correct.
Mr. Kiger's here.
Glad to be. Thanks for leaving the door unlocked.
Freddie's appearance is sponsored by the Forest at Duke.
Thank you.
And
the Forest at Duke.
Forest at Duke is a great retirement community where people of retirement age do some great things. They never stop growing, asking, imagining, always keeping their lives interesting. Forest at Duke.
Sounds like a lot of fun stuff going on over there.
Yeah, we need to go over there one day.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Maybe we could do a couple of trivia questions over there.
Yeah, that might be fun.
Trivia with Ron and Freddie.
At the Forest of Duke.
At the Forest of Duke.
Well, now it's brought to you by the Forest of Duke. What kind of question do you have today?
Well, since we're at the last day of May and the last day of the week, some of you may be climbing into your car, and I'm sorry, one more North Carolina interstate.
Okay.
All right. For all you road warriors, a chance for you to pick up $10 gift certificate from Cruisers, which Cruisers should be glad since we're doing interstate.
Yeah.
You know, the two work.
Mm-hmm. They sure do.
Yeah. We're doing this time. Which one? Which highway you think we're going to do?
95?
Nah, 95.
I don't know.
77.
77.
Okay. 77.
All right.
When that 77 Sunset Strip.
I just had the same thing jumping in my mind.
That's scary.
Dumb. Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
Well, I did.
But you
I fell right into the dumb trap. Right. I-77 runs 613.41 miles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Its southern terminus is near Columbia, South Carolina. Our question, if you go to I-77 as far north as you can, what city is its northern terminus?
I don't know.
Whip out that Rand McNally map.
People still have those?
I don't know. Maybe. But it beats the heck out of scrolling on your phone to get up the Google map.
No kidding.
But if you figure it out quickly, or if you know, give us a call right off the bat. 919-929-WCHL. Win a $10 gift certificate, as I mentioned, to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go.
Yep.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Well, Freddie,
I-77. I-77, it's a city that I have an athletic interest in.
An athletic interest in?
Correct.
Does it start in Cleveland?
Yes, up in Cleveland.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Goes from Cleveland down to
Columbia, South Carolina. Yep.
Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks.
That's what Drew Carey said.
Oh, man, but the tribe's struggling.
Yeah.
God, half of our rotation is injured. Corey Kluber, Mike Clevenger. Team can't hit. Gee, Willikers.
Always been a Cleveland Indians fan.
Yep. Yeah, and a Browns fan, which means all this stuff I'm hearing about the Browns and playoffs. I've been a Browns fan too long to start getting excited until it happens.
A little skeptical until I actually see some evidence.
I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's get it done first. Yeah. Let's don't count the chickens before
they hatch.
Correct.
Right.
Cleveland, north to south, I-77, you start Ohio, come down to West Virginia, you pass into Virginia, North Carolina, down to South Carolina, and there you have it, 613 miles, 0.41 miles of concrete and heavy traffic when you get close to Charlotte, I-77.
That's for sure. Well, this trivia question on WCHL brought to you by the Forest at Duke. If you want to find out more about this terrific retirement community, go to forestduke.org.